The Gemara says in Daf Tesma Beis towards the bottom, "Amad Tana Rabbanu Shalosh Amim Hivdol Meishu Bevayadin Kenegdan Hivli Yishuv Beretzkan Mechuvanas Hayu Kamin Shtei Shoshu Bekerem Chavim Yehuda Kenegdan Betz Bar Midrash Vechulei." And then the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara says, "Vashilashin Shem Shulashin Shem Adam Lechavim Kmechavim Lashem Mechavim Lashem Mechavim Lekadesh," and so on. And then the Gemara asks, "Bevayadin Tlas Beretz Yisrael Tlas." You have the same amount of cities in Eber Yarden as in Eretz Yisrael. How could it be that if three are enough for Eber Yarden, if three are enough for Eretz Yisrael, which had many more Shvat than Eber Yarden, why would you need three in Eber Yarden as well? And the answer is the Begila Shchichi Reitzlin. So the Chai could ask that this Kasha, the Gemara, is, it's true it's a Kasha on the Brisa, but it could, the Gemara could have asked that already on the Mishnah. The Mishnah already tells us that there were three Eber Yarden and three in Eretz Yisrael. So right away, the Gemara should ask, why do you need three in every yard, and if three are enough for Eretz Yisrael, why does Gemara wait till after bring the Brisa, and only then does Gemara ask his Kasha? And the Ben Yoyadav here says a very nice chat. He says that Lule, the Brisa, maybe the Kasha wouldn't be a Kasha. The fact that you have three in every yard and three in Eretz Yisrael is not such a Kasha, because we could have said that maybe the three cities in Eretz Yisrael are much bigger than the three cities in every yard. So it's true you had three and three, but the three in Eretz Yisrael were much bigger, and that's why it was enough for all the Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. Much Enkin in every yard, and the cities were much smaller. And now that the Brisa says that they're mechuvanim, which means that they were crossing each other, they're identical, which means that they were identical in size. The ones in Eretz Yisrael were the same size as the ones in Eber Yarden, then it's not kashver. If they're the same size, then why would you need the same amount in Eber Yarden as you need in Eretz Yisrael? So he seems to be saying a chiddush. He's assuming that when we say mechuvanis, it means that they're mamish mechuvanis in size, they're identical in size. Lulei Dvar, you could say that mechuvanis just means that they were crossing each other. The three in Eretz Yisrael were across the three in Eber Yarden. It could be the ones in Eretz Yisrael were much bigger. But he is learning mechuvanis means that they're mamish mechuvan, that each city was exactly across another city, which means by definition they were the same size. So if you that, you could talk and say this pshat that lule the brisa would not be a kasha, but now the brisa says they're the same size. That's the Gemara asks kasha. Why do you need the same amount of cities both in Eber Yarden and Eretz Yisrael?